COGO News Time 7:42.
A new vaccine to target triple negative breast cancer, which is the disease's deadliest and most aggressive form, has now been given to 25 women and is entering the second stage of trial.
And biosciences Dr. Amit Kumar has worked with the White House and his vaccine research is funded by the Department of Defense. And he joins us now on the COGO News Liveline. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, yes, this is fascinating because I didn't realize that we were doing a trial on this. And I guess, you know, maybe even that triple negative breast cancer was a thing. So kind of explain this to us.
Yeah, triple negative breast cancer is a type of breast cancer that doesn't contain three of the key proteins that we target. And as a result, it's the most lethal most lethal form of breast cancer that results in the most frequent recurrences. The vaccine is targeting triple negative breast cancer, but we believe that this vaccine will work on other types of breast cancer as well. The vaccine is designed to be not only prophylactic, meaning to prevent cancer, but also therapeutic, meaning it'll treat cancer. The long-term vision for this vaccine is that we will give it to pretty much every woman in the world that's interested in preventing breast cancer and then perhaps eliminate breast cancer as a disease, kind of like we've eliminated smallpox, polio, and other types of infectious diseases through vaccination.
So, doctor, I mean, how does this also prevent it?
Well, what it does is it trains a patient's immune system to target a protein that shows up on breast cancer cells. So as those cells arise and they begin as one bad cell, then 2, 4, 8, and eventually become a multi-billion cell mass that you can see in a mammogram. But if you're vaccinated and your immune system is trained to destroy those cells as they arise, we will destroy the cancer cells at the 2-cell, 4-cell, 8-cell stage long before they have a chance to become a solid tumor that you can see in a mammogram.
We have made a ton of strides and, I think all kinds of cancer, the battle against cancer, but it seems like breast cancer, we're making more strides. Is that true?
Well, we've made tremendous strides in breast cancer because we have a good screening approach, which is mammography, and we also teach women to do self-checks and then get those screens on a frequent basis. And so we typically catch breast cancer early, and we can save a lot of women's lives that ordinarily 20 years, 30 years ago could not have been saved. But the process of treating that cancer is brutal. You still have to have chemotherapy, surgery, radiation, reconstruction, et cetera. And it's expensive as well for the healthcare system. But what would be better than treating or catching the cancer early would be just prevent it completely. And that's our vision. We want to just prevent it completely.
You know, I remember during the pandemic, doctor, that a lot of women put off their mammograms. They weren't going in. They weren't going in to see their doctors. And then people had trouble later on. Are we seeing more women now getting their mammograms? And are those still the best tool for detecting breast cancer?
At the current time, that is the best tool for detecting breast cancer. There are other approaches people are developing to try and catch those cancers early. But yes, at the current time, that's the best approach. And I will say, you're right, people were avoiding mammograms during the pandemic. It's come back, but even at the rate that we are right now, not enough people are getting their screens that should be getting their screens.
All right, so I guess to me the most important question is how long until we have this vaccine? I mean, you're doing the trials now. How long till we can all get it?
Yeah, we're beginning a phase 2 trial later this year, and that'll last 2 or 3 years. But that's also for treating patients who are battling with breast cancer at the time. And we anticipate that this vaccine will be available in about 5 years plus or minus for that application. Longer term, it may take a few more years to get to the point where we can give this to pretty much every woman in the world to prevent breast cancer, for pretty much the whole world, we think.
Wow, that I mean, that's exciting news. Anixa Biosciences, Dr. Amit Kumar joining us, talking about this vaccine research. And thank you, doctor, for your time this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.